SBS Radio.
22-year-old Camilla Roy-Mann, Daniel Boyce, is hoping to be at the forefront of change within the New South Wales Police Force.
The bond between the communities and police force can be strengthened more and be improved better.
Mr. Boyce recently completed an 18-week training program which will one day help him do exactly that.
Their respect, vital in Aboriginal communities, number one, remember? That we need to respect. That's one of the main things in Aboriginal communities.
The New South Wales Staff Corps seeks to boost the number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the police force. IPROUD stands for Indigenous Police Recruitment, Our Way Delivery. It was founded in 2008 by Camilla Roy-Mann Peter Gibbs. The concept was inspired by the death of his sister, Wendy, in police custody in 1977 in a western New South Wales town of Brewarrina.
It took a long time for me to come up with a concept that could transform our relationship with police, particularly here in Western New South Wales, where we have, in some of our communities, predominant Aboriginal population, but very few Aboriginal people make their way into the force and then work in these remote communities. And I think that's what I set out to do many, many years ago. And we're starting to see some of that change in our modern time.
Since its inception in 2008, more than 800 students have completed the course and more than 150 have gone on to become police officers. Completing the program does not guarantee admission to the New South Wales Police Academy, but it seeks to fast-track the process. Robert Brown, the IPROUD project coordinator, says the pathway program opens doors to other careers too.
A lot of our students go into other roles, the Aboriginal community liaison roles, non-uniform policing roles, things like the New South Corrective Service, and then of course places like Australian Federal Police, Australian Border Force, Australian Defence Force.
Over the 18-week program, students engage in academic, fitness and leadership training. There's also a specific focus on Indigenous culture and heritage. 18-year-old Torres Strait Islander Jessica Aragu-Bailey is an aspiring police officer. She has been learning about the disadvantages and inequalities faced by her community.
Throughout the program, we talked about racism and youth incarceration. And I found out that youth incarceration is a high rate in numbers than non-Indigenous youth. And I believe that gap needs to be reduced.
7 years ago, Jessica's mother graduated from IPROUD, though Glenda Aragon never pursued a career as a police officer. Being a single mother of four children, she says this presented some hurdles, but her daughter is on track to accomplish what she once set out to do.
It is so exciting. She will fulfill everything, what I've started, because our community need our mob to help our mob.
Australia's only known Indigenous-run police station is a testament to the importance of representation. In West Australia's outback town of Warrakana, there are only two officers and both are Aboriginal. They are Senior Sergeant Ravis Ryder and Senior Constable Wendy Kelly. Constable Kelly says the community-driven approach to policing is showing remarkable results.
If kids had broken into houses, the community were actually going and getting these kids and putting them before the elders with our participation, and we all worked through it together, so it worked really, really well. And as a consequence, the crime rate did drop.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.